Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 44 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of October 26th through November 1st in the great American Old West? October 26th, 1881, Tombstone, Arizona. Gunfight at the OK Corral, a.k.a. the street fight in Tombstone. Doc Holliday, Virgil, and Morgan Earp were wounded, with only Wyatt escaping unscathed. Ike Clanton, Billy Claiborne, and Wes Fuller ran away. William Harrison, Billy Clanton, cowboy and cattle rustler, age 19, born circa 1862, was killed, likely shot by Morgan Earp, Virgil Earp, and Doc Holliday, and is hotly debated. Frank McLaur, age 33, was gut shot by Wyatt Earp and killed by Morgan Earp. Thomas Clark Tom McLaur, age 28, was killed, shotgunned by Doc Holliday, both barrels. All of this was over a blood feud and a misdemeanor arrest gone wrong. Wyatt Earp won't let Sheriff Johnny Behan arrest the survivors that day. This is all still a very lively topic today. There are hundreds of articles, books that center on the subject, opinions and speculations galore. Enjoy. October 27, 1873. Spectacular running gunfight between Rowdy Joe Lowe and E.T. Redbeard, shotguns and pistols in West Wichita, Kansas. A drunken Red had taken a shot through the window of his dance hall at Lowe next door in his dance hall. Red then mistakenly shot Soiled Dove Annie Franklin in the stomach, thinking she was Josephine Demerit, whom he did want to kill. Joe raced next door to respond with a shotgun, blasting into Red's place. Red returned fire with his pistols. At the bar, William Anderson went down, shot in the head and blinded. Red then ran outside down the street with Joe in pursuit, taking a shotgun blast at the Arkansas River Bridge and dying of his wounds 2 weeks later. Rowdy Joe left the country. He was killed by police in Denver, Colorado in February of 1899. October 28, 1848. Died in Detroit, Michigan, Robert Stewart at 63 years. Scottish-born American fur trader and explorer. Originally a clerk for the Northwest Company, he was recruited as a partner by John Jacob Astor to help develop the new Pacific Fur Company. He sailed with the Tonquin and helped establish Fort Astoria on the coast of present-day Oregon. He led the overland expedition of seven men from Fort Astoria to St. Louis in 1812, carrying word of the loss of the Tonquin. He then went on to New York to report directly to Astor. It's important to note that Stewart's path eastbound blazed almost the entire segment of the Oregon Trail between the Columbia River and the Missouri River. His journal details the wintertime trip of the first European-American party to cross South Pass. Wintering over on the Upper North Platte, they reached St. Louis in April of 1813. He served as treasurer of the state of Michigan from 1840 to 1841. His journals were only published in France, necessitating trappers Thomas Fitzpatrick and Jedediah Smith to discover the South Pass route again in 1824. October 29, 1867. Well, doubt has followed Jim's coming and going, but he was gone at 67 or 68 years. James Pearson Beckwith, a.k.a. Jim Beckworth, blacksmith, explorer, Indian chief, mountain man, scout, soldier, trader, and more. Born a mulatto slave, he was apprenticed to a blacksmith until age 19, when an argument with the smith ended that career. Sent four-year schooling in St. Louis, manumitted by his father in 1824, he then signed on with William Ashley's Rocky Mountain Fur Company and headed west. Somewhere in there, he changed his name to Beckworth and became a legend. Eventually living 8 years with the Crow tribe as warrior, clan leader, and war chief. Later he would scout for the U.S. Army, including at the Sand Creek Massacre. For his participation in that event, he was banned forever by the Cheyenne and might have been murdered for it. All highly debated, even today. His story is simply too big for a West Daily reader. Look up this complicated, controversial, amazing man and gain much insight into his times. October 30th, 1866. Alec Mitchell and Company, Bank of Lexington, Missouri, taken for $2,000 by Little Archie Clements' gang. October 31st, 1988. The passing of John Myers Myers at 82. Among his Western works, The Last Chance, Tombstone's Early Years, 1950. Doc Holliday, 1955. The Westerners, a roundup of pioneer reminiscences, 1969. Oh, his Doc Holliday, 1955, was certainly my first introduction to the Western legend I have now portrayed around campfires and on stage for over 20 years. You can find my Doc Holliday site at docholidaylive.biz. It's free, and there's some interesting Doc history there. November 1st, 1892. The Brazen Doolin Gang takes the Ford County Bank at Spearville, Kansas for cash and $1,500 in treasury notes. This and previous activities will bring about a $5,000 reward offered for some members. The fleeing outlaws will eventually hide at the home of gang member Oliver Yanta's sister near Orlando, Kansas, but it won't work out well for all because he was recognized during the robbery. This is program 44 for 2019. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.